time for a group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hannah says, hey, Ben and Kelly, not sure where to go with this. I'm kind of in brand new waters.
Okay.
So my boyfriend spent the night at my house the other night for the first time, and when I woke up, I felt my backside, and it was wet, and I realized he wet the bed.
Oh.
I was completely disgusted, because I've never been with a guy who did that, and he said he's never done it before. I couldn't really talk to him after that, and we didn't speak when he left. I haven't talked to him in 2 days.
Oh.
I don't know how or if to bring it up. I like him, but how do I get past this? Thank you.
Well, Hannah, you've
come to the right place.
I
mean, hey, it happened to me and we got married. So if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Is that it?
I think that feels like a pretty simple response.
Is that it? Yeah. I mean,
well,
look.
I think she needs to probably be the first to reach out.
Yeah, I'm sure he's embarrassed. So, not to get too far into my personal life here, but when my wife and I were dating, she was over and I did that. I mean, I wet the bed.
That was your life.
And it was, yes. And I, you know, probably like Hannah's boyfriend saying, I've never done this before. It was similar to me. Like, I hadn't wet the bed since I was probably 6, you know,
right.
or something like that. So
was it like a heavy night of drinking?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
But it was one of those.
I can kind of understand that sometimes that happens.
But it was one of those things where we were, we were both wearing sweats and everything. And I remember waking up or it jolting me awake, you know, and then realizing what I did. And I'm like patting her and she's still asleep. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, no. Oh no!
I've got to change her. I was thinking the sheets before she wakes up.
That's exactly what I thought. I was thinking to myself, how do I change her pants and change the sheets with her still being asleep in bed without her finding out?
Impossible.
And while I'm like assessing the situation,
I mean, Houdini couldn't pull that off.
She wakes up, and I'm like, here it is. Here it is.
Morning, pumpkin.
I know. And so she ended up laughing. And then it was like...
It was fine.
It turned out to be fine. I was embarrassed. And,
You're probably self-conscious the next time, too.
Oh, my gosh. I...
Like, did you... Was it hard for you to, like, figure out how to actually fall asleep?
Man,
next to her for a while?
Like, I don't remember exactly... Because it was so long ago, but I do remember that we laughed about it. Well, she laughed about it first. I wasn't really ready to laugh because hashtag embarrassing.
Right, because you're still trying to be impressive to her.
Right.
In every
right,
way, at every
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Yeah. You're still discovering little things about each other, and then I'm like, this is it.
We're not to this stage yet.
She is, right. And and she is going to be like, deuces, see ya, bedwetter.
Yep.
And I'm going to be labeled as such, and I'm not going to be able to recover.
And you're going to be a story she forever tells her girlfriends.
Right.
A cautionary tale.
Right. Right. Be careful of Ben, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, Hannah, I don't know if that makes you feel any better or not. Obviously, you both didn't laugh.
Yeah,
afterwards.
It ended up being like you both were in uncharted territory and didn't know how to react.
We're both uncomfortable and awkward, and I get that because...
But I think he needs to be reassured that if you can get past it.
Yeah, I was going to say, now you said you were disgusted, so that is something that you're going to have to now figure out.
Right.
You know? So,
yeah, like if you can get past this and you could see, you know, continuing dating this person thinks that maybe... There's potential there for long term.
Yeah.
Then you have to be, I think, the first one to reach out because he is right now thinking she's never going to call me again.
Right. 502-795-1997 is our number. If you want to dive in on maybe your experience with this, I mean, I gave my experience, or if you have a story about how you almost ruined the relationship right away.
Yeah, like, was there something embarrassing that hopefully you got over, or maybe it was a deal breaker?
Maybe it was a deal breaker. I don't know. 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear your stories on that. Hannah messaged us, and her boyfriend wet the bed in their first, like, overnight experience. And she said that she was kind of disgusted from it. They didn't really talk much afterwards. He said it was first time it's ever happened like that. And then
he just left.
She hasn't really talked to him in 2 days.
Yeah. Pete says on text, I think saying you're disgusted is a bit much.
Yeah.
These are the reasons why men don't open up. You got to make it a comfortable space for him to talk about it. How would you feel if he woke up in, you know, some sort of a mess you made?
Yeah.
Treat others how you want to be treated. Just talk to him. He seems like a good person.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like any relationship goes, if it, you know, depending on how long you go, there's going to be a moment when you're at your worst and
right.
your partner has to deal with it in some way. And
yeah.
You just hope that it's dealt with some compassion. Elisha, you have a story about how your now fiance almost ruined it before you guys got started.
My now fiance, at one point in time, after a heavy night of drinking, he's no longer allowed to have Basil Hayden after this. He can't.
Oh, okay.
And this happened probably about 5 years ago, and I still tease him about it.
Okay, good. All right. So this is going to be something they're going to laugh about later.
Maybe.
Hopefully. I mean, if she can get over herself, she'll be fine.
All right. Elisha,
okay,
thank you.
No problem.
Hi, Madison. Do you have a story?
I just wanted to say, like, she may have already passed the time of laughing it off, and I don't know, but she definitely has to make up for making him feel awkward about it, because I feel like that's a thing that's going to happen, and if you're a caring person, then, you know, things happen.
So
I mean,
if,
you're right.
If,
he is probably thinking, oh, my gosh, it's over. I think it has to do with the person's reaction, the quote victim's
right,
reaction.
The reaction is everything.
Yeah.
You gotta laugh it off and be like, hey, it's all right, you're good, buddy, it all happens, you know, whatever. But no, she's gonna have to come back and be like, listen, now I know that things happen, and this is gonna be an awkward conversation.
Yeah, it just kind of has to own up to it a little bit. Madison, thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that she might have already ruined the relationship, like not placing any blame on him. It was her reaction and the fact that she's kind of ghosted him for 2 days.
Yeah, that's kind of weird because, you know, it. I guess if I'm him, and I was him at one point.
yes, that is true. And your wife, like, just laughed it off.
Yeah, she laughed it off. And you know, there was immediate communication about the elephant in the room because it was an elephant in the room.
Uh-huh.
And so the fact that you both kind of left it and you didn't really talk, and then you haven't reached out since, I think you're kind of telling us your answer, that you're not going to be able to get over this. And that...
Which then I think you need to do some self-reflection, because if this kind of a thing is going to end a relationship for you, there are going to be things down the road in whatever relationship you're in. If you get in a long-term thing, like, you know, for example, before I got married, I got so sick
mm-hmm.
in the shower,
mm-hmm.
like I am naked, I am wet, things are coming out of every end.
Yeah.
Like, this is the absolute worst way I would ever want anyone to see me.
Right.
And my husband, at the time, fiance, had to pick me up, take me to the ER, and in my absolute worst state.
Yes. Yeah.
And there are going to be times when you are going to have to get each other through some sort of a crisis,
mm-hmm.
whether it be health, sickness, whatever is going to happen. And he has to know that you're going to be the type of person that's not going to bail no matter what. Not to
yeah.
mention, if you have kids do disgusting things.
I was
going to
say, kids are disgusting.
Like, you're going to have to learn how to live with a bit of disgusting here and there.
Yeah, kids are a little bit different just because it's not someone that you're trying to date. It's
sure.
It's your kid, you know. But
still, you are going right. to get to that point in the relationship, that level of comfort where you're going to be able to handle whatever. is going to come up.
Yeah.
So this should be a minor bump.
It should be.
Like, again, something you should be able to laugh off. But the fact that you're, like, so repulsed by it, it makes me a little worried about your ability to be able to hang in there, like, for better or for worse.
Unless you're able to, like, literally today, go communicate with them, laugh it off, say, you know, apologize for, you know, the ghosting, and then he can tell you how embarrassed he was and that maybe he thought it was the end and all that stuff, and then you
but
guys
you
can get,
have to
but
reach
you,
out.
Yes, you have got to be the one that does it, and does it like today. You got to do it today, because
right.
if you don't, then that's your answer, and you guys are just gonna, you're gonna ghost him and he's not gonna communicate with you anymore, and that's gonna be it. So
then he's gonna have to feel comfortable around you at some point, because uh-huh. right now he totally feels
nope,
like, oh my gosh, he's probably going to be afraid to ever fall asleep next to you again.
Yeah.
Like, because you don't know what happens when you're asleep. Like,
all right.
So, yeah, if you see potential at all, you got to rectify this by reaching out and making him feel okay about it.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on what happens. All right. But like, do it soon. All right. That is group therapy.